Welcome to What in God's Name Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using the concepts and language of meaning and purpose, virtue and character, in shows that are short, 8 minutes or less. Today's show, the nihilisms at the heart of American culture and politics, part 4 of 4. Today, we want to help you understand where the nihilisms in our common life lead us, and that is to political annihilation. And we're indebted to James Davison Hunter at the University of Virginia for articulating these realities. To review this series, in part one, we covered the form of nihilism called epistemic failure. A shorthand for epistemic failure is to say there's no such thing as truth. In part two, we covered the form of nihilism called ethical incoherence. And a shorthand for ethical incoherence is to say there's no such thing as goodness or a common good. In part three, we covered the nihilism of existential despair. A shorthand for existential despair is the feeling of meaninglessness, the sense that nothing matters. Today, we're looking at the nihilism of political annihilation. And in particular, we're going to ask these questions. What is political annihilation? Why is it attractive? What are the conditions that produce it? And finally, is there an off-ramp? What might that off-ramp look like? First, what is political annihilation? Political annihilation is the form of politics in which you try to destroy your opponents. It's a way to engage in politics by using the friend-enemy binary as a fundamental category. It's the opposite of civic friendship. Civic friendship is a way of doing politics that says we can disagree, but there are larger principles that bind us together and provide a container within which our disagreements can happen. Civic friendship, as a mode or a mood of politics, puts a container around disagreement, preventing disagreement from becoming enmity, and enmity from becoming violent. I would just say as an aside that you can see how these different modes of approaching politics, a politics of civic friendship and its opposite, a politics of enmity or politics of annihilation, are at root moral in that they purport to describe the proper way for people to engage politically. Those who call for a politics of annihilation, that is, to destroy your opponent, believe that this is the right thing to do because your opponent is so bad. In fact, people invoke the word evil. Your opponent is evil. So that destroying him is the right thing to do. Political annihilation is a style of politics in which you try to destroy your opponents. Why is this attractive? And what are the conditions that allow this politics of annihilation to happen? The three nihilisms in our common life that we've talked about previously in this series point us towards an answer. First, if there's no truth, a shared reality becomes impossible, and people fragment into groups who see the world in irreconcilably different ways. It's not hard to move from such a fractured social structure to strife, conflict, and potentially then to hateful violence. Second, if there's no goodness, or if goodness is the sole possession of me and the people who agree with me, then goodness cannot constrain me. either goodness has no authority, or I am justified to destroy my opponent because my side alone is good. Third and finally, if life has no purpose, and I myself have a weak sense of myself and my identity, I can find a sense of meaning and belonging by joining with my group in opposition to those other people over there. Political annihilation becomes a way to escape loneliness and meaninglessness. The dynamic resembles rooting for your sports team to win. You as a fan participate in the victory and it makes you feel good. Political annihilation, defeating and destroying your team's opponents, functions in the same way. The politics of annihilation showed itself recently in the murder of Charlie Kirk. To say that this style of politics is played by only one side of the political divide is precisely the move that someone who's playing the game in this way would make. In the politics of annihilation, we are innocent. My side is innocent. And those people over there are the perpetrators. And finally now, the question, is there an off-ramp? Is there a way out? Yes, of course there is. We at the S1 Project are calling people to be aware of the politics of annihilation and shift the lens to see our common life in a different way. We are in a battle of ideas, and that's crucial to see. It's not about bridge building. It's about fundamentally different ways of approaching the world. This is a battle of ideas, and the S1 Project is engaged in that battle. We need people to come think with us, to come be with us, to create community, to be committed to a certain way of being in the world. Too many people are silent and disengaged, disheartened by what our common life has become, and are resigned to a political life and even a wider society marked by the desire to destroy opponents. Being a bystander, if you're standing by, then you are allowing to happen what is happening. We can do better, and while things may get worse before they get better, they won't get better at all unless we start saying now that a politics of annihilation is not what we want for our children. What is at stake in our common life is its ethos, its norms, how we understand human flourishing, and how we talk about common good. We ask you to come with us as we continue the process of forming people to believe in and act for a common good and a common truth. We didn't get here overnight. We need to commit together to a long journey back. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today, share it with a friend. If you or your friends prefer reading, see the writing on our blog at s1project.org. Sign up for our newsletter and connect with our programming at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.